Dr. Lee June is retired as Michigan State University's Vice President of Student Affairs, but he's now an MSU faculty member and an expert on Martin Luther King Jr. As a matter of fact, today he's going to give the I Have a Dream speech. Dr. June, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Tell us about the speech that you will give today. When and where will that take place?
Well, actually, I will do some excerpts from the Drum Major Instinct presentation that he did in February 4th, 1968. There's a young man, actually, who will be with me on campus at probably around 3:30 or so at Mount Tower, named James Cole. He's about 12 years old, and he will do an excerpt from the I Have a Dream speech, but I will focus on the Drum Major Instinct. You know, one of the inscriptions on the monument deals with, you know, say that I was a drum major for justice. So that's what I will focus on. And I want to commend you for playing that entire I Have a Dream speech, because most people only hear that clip about I Have a Dream, that one day my four little children, you know, will live in a nation where they'll be judged not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. But we really need to study that entire speech, so I want to commend you for playing it on the radio earlier.
Thank you. Isn't it interesting there are speeches that you can play over and over and over again? Not only do you learn something from them, but they can still be as moving many, many years later as they were the day it was recited.
Right. King was a unique individual, and the power of his words still resonate. Even today, at least from my point of view, you know, having grown up in the South and remembering him when he was alive, I listen to, you know, I go back and do some readings or listen to some of his speeches every year this time to kind of remotivate me to take on the challenges of today.
Tell us about growing up in the South. What was that like?
Well, you know, I grew up in South Carolina, and then I was at Tuskegee University. It was called Institute then, from 1962 to 66. I mean, it was the height of segregation, my wife and I, you know, the colored signs, the white signs. You had to sit in the back of the bus, you know, you went to segregated schools, all of the visible signs of discrimination. But at the same time, we had parents who had faith, and they generated that in us, that even though those were those conditions, things would change. And so even though we were under Jim Crow laws, those of us who were students during that time had a feeling that things were going to change. And really, Dr. King and others gave us that motivation, that excitement that we needed to take advantage of the opportunity that was being given to us at the time, because a greater day was coming, and then we would have opportunities, and we needed to have the skills in order to move into those opportunities when they presented themselves. And for many of us, opportunities did open up, and we took advantage of it.
I have a different kind of perspective when it comes to race, being biracial.
Yeah.
I can remember when I interacted with black friends, with the black side of my family. I'm not saying that education is any less important to anyone else, but to people, especially people who were uneducated, to them, their children having education meant the world. It meant more than anything. You believe that's still true today?
Well, no question. My mother had a sixth grade education, my father a ninth grade, my wife's parents similar. And they used to tell us that, you know, that's the one thing that people could not take away from you. But they didn't view education as taking us away from people and our community, but they saw it as an opportunity for us to advance. And they prize education, and they saw education as opening up opportunities, not distancing yourself from people, not making yourself better. And so that's what they instilled in us. But at the same time, they were not formally educated, but they were some of the smartest people in the world. They were people of great wisdom. And so one of the challenges for us, my generation, and I would say for the future generation, is how to combine both education with wisdom so that one can interact in the world in a very productive fashion. And there are many people who are, quote, educated, but lack practical wisdom. And so that's also out of the biblical tradition that the civil rights movement was in, and also that our parents pushed on. So education is still important, but you have to see it in its proper perspective.
How do you see race relations today?
They are still challenging. You know, there are some improvements, and there are things that we still need to do. Growing up in the South, we used to talk about overt and covert racism. And so we have a lot of covert racism. There's some new terminologies out there now that psychologists and others are using. They call them microaggression, where there are subtle things that are done that are at its base racist, but many times people are not able to recognize them. So it still exists. There clearly have been improvements, but we still have a long way to go.
Dr. Lee June is retired as a Michigan State University Vice President of Student Affairs. He's on the faculty at MSU. He will be involved in activities on campus today. As a matter of fact, a little bit later on, Dr. June, we're going to have Paulette on. She's going to give us details about what's going on.
Calendar.
All right. Enjoy your day today, sir. Thank you.
And thank you.